News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and you're listening to a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. The man who killed his estranged wife, Kara Steger, was sentenced yesterday. Jeffrey Trevino of St. Paul got 27 and a half years. That's just below the maximum under Minnesota state law. The first 18 will have to be served in state prison, the rest on supervised release. Prosecutor John Choi asked Judge Leonard Castro to give Trevino the maximum 30 years in prison. The prosecutor got most of what he was asking for.
We are very pleased from the prosecution perspective of getting 27 and a half years in prison. That was something that most people would have said that we probably would not have gotten, but I'm glad that the judge took a careful look at all of the facts, and I think it's very much justified.
Jay Steger, Kira's father, said a sentence will never be enough, but he says he is pleased that his daughter's killer got more than the recommended sentencing guideline.
I am very pleased with the outcome of today's judge's decision. For the amount of years that we were looking at and what we got, we have to be pleased with that.
Trevino was asked if he wanted to say anything before sentencing, and he said, quote, "I don't think there's anything I can say." Cold and windy apparently had a big impact on the opening weekend of the gun deer season. Kevin Wallenfang with the DNR says the number of deer harvested down sharply.
We are looking at a statewide reduction at this moment of about 18%.
Still, the season runs through Sunday, and there are other hunts, including bow hunting and muzzle loading, so Wallenfang says it's too soon to tell what impact the cold weekend weather will have on the overall numbers. More hunters are donating more deer to charity through the state's venison donation program. Interfaith Food Pantry Coordinator Melvin Dow says that donations are much higher this year.
We have gotten about 800 to 900 pounds so far this year. But last year, we only got about 400 pounds.
You can get a list of participating programs inside and outside the CWD zones online at a DNR service center or anywhere you purchase a deer tag. The Vilas County Sheriff suspects a murder-suicide in the death of two people over the weekend, as we hear from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
Dispatchers got a call from a concerned family member on Saturday saying his grandfather had called asking to send help because he'd be dead. Deputies arrived at the home to find two people dead inside. They're 78-year-old Richard Thruman and 75-year-old Sandra Thruman. Sheriff's officials say the public is not in danger, and the case remains under investigation. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
There won't be any citations following Saturday's vehicle crash into a hospital wall in Wisconsin Rapids. A sport utility vehicle driven by 29-year-old James Petcher was eastbound on Riverview Expressway. He blacked out, drove across oncoming traffic through a parking area, and crashed into the south wall at Riverview Hospital. That impacted a hallway and a small waiting room at the hospital's emergency department. Police Chief Ken Hoyer says the cause of the accident is believed to have been triggered by a medical condition. A massive storm system is pushing south and is headed towards the East Coast. Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Virginia seeing heavy rain. The storm is headed towards colder temperatures, which means ice and snow could snarl Thanksgiving traffic. Some airlines are already allowing customers to change their flight plans. The Afghan president's refusal to sign a security deal with the U.S. means all American troops could be out of the country by the end of next year. Afghan elders endorse the security pact, but President Hamid Karzai says he won't decide whether to sign it or not until after the country holds national elections this spring. Now it's time for our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Quite wintry out there once again for today. Breezy and cold, a dusting of snow possible in some spots. Temperatures falling into the low 20s and a northwest wind at 12 to 22 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 10. Another cold day for Wednesday, but not as breezy, a high of 23. Then for Thanksgiving, look for maybe a dusting of snow early in the day, a little more sun in the afternoon with a high of 25. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, so temperatures will be moving in the wrong direction. It is already windy around central Wisconsin, so it's the kind of morning where the wind chill will factor into your outdoor plans as you send the kids off to school and you head off to work. If you'd like a forecast, write to your cell phone or portable device. Text the word weather to 39327 from WSAU and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.